With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Transport providers, businesses, and governments all rushing to get their systems back up and running after big disruptions yesterday that followed widespread technology outage. RNC alternate delegate Cindy Hatcher trying to make her way home from the convention in Milwaukee yesterday.
When we left the hotel, we had heard rumblings that there was a Microsoft outage. And when we got here at 4 a.m., there was a line out the door to get our bag tags, and they couldn't print us any boarding passes because the computers were down. And we came up to check out the gate, and the monitor said recovery mode.
The biggest continuing effect has been on air travel. Carriers canceled thousands of flights and now have many of their planes and crews in the wrong place, while airports are facing continuing problems with checking in and security today. Former President Donald Trump and his new vice presidential running-mate J.D. Vance hold a joint speaking engagement today in the battleground state of Michigan. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the Biden administration has won a temporary court victory, allowing it to keep limits on pollution from coal-fired plants.
Environmental groups are applauding a federal appeals court ruling that allows the EPA to work to control harmful greenhouse gas emissions. The National Mining Association, other industry groups, and some GOP-led states, like West Virginia, sought an emergency injunction to block the rule on capturing most of their carbon emissions. The plaintiff said the goal was unattainable and that it threatens the reliability of the nation's power grid. But the court is allowing the regulation to stand while various legal appeals are heard. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan. Here's Michael Harrington.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to designate the mostly Muslim nation as a country of particular concern. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws on earth, and they're directed at Christians almost all of the time. Believers can be executed for saying or doing anything that is seen as insulting to Islam, and accusations are often made with no evidence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes will appear on state ballots this November. The ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court decision in June. Democrats hoping the ballot question will drive turnout in their favor this fall, admitting that pregnancy outcomes is a stealthy way of referring to abortion. Republicans have also begun to strategize around the proposed amendment. This is SRN News. At least two people have died, more than two dozen hospitalized in an outbreak of listeria food poisoning linked to meat sliced at grocery store deli counters, according to federal health officials. More details, of course, what a Jackie Quinn.
This listeria outbreak is baffling health officials who note most of those sickened by the bacteria had eaten deli meat that was sliced at the grocery store deli counter. But there are no links yet on which store, which state, and what brand of cold cuts. Although it's reported the cases most commonly involve sliced turkey, ham, and liverwurst. The people who died lived in New Jersey and Illinois, but cases have been found in at least a dozen states. Listeria can be dangerous for people over age 65, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.